The apostolic anointing is a fathering anointing. It is the anointing that will accomplish the foretold purpose with which all of the old covenant ends, as described in the last two verses of the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Behold, I am going to send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse. The apostolic anointing will turn back the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. A great healing of a great spiritual rift is in the process of taking place right now in the Spirit. And that healing will result in the curse of fatherlessness being broken over the house of God, which will result in the empowerment of the people of God, so that the glory of the latter house shall truly be greater than the former. God's power will be released upon His people in unprecedented proportion. The army of God is rising up. It is being fathered, healed, trained, raised up to bring forth the victory that only the church is able to bring forth in this world, to fight the battle that only the house of God, the people of God, the bride of Christ is able to fight and win. The apostolic anointing is an anointing also for warfare. Just as the Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America declared war against the diabolical terrorists that viciously and without provocation attacked our country on 9/11/2001, so also the Commander-in-Chief of the Heavenly Hosts has declared war on the enemy of our souls. And God has sent forth the apostles to command the army of God in the battle of all battles. The church, the bride of Christ, will rise up and bring to naught the powers of hell that are keeping back the move of God's Spirit and the last great harvest of souls. One of the functions of the apostolic ministry is warfare. The word warfare in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, is the Greek word strategia, meaning apostolic career. The apostolic career is one of warfare. Deliverance helps believers to learn warfare. God teaches, according to Psalm 144, verse 1, God teaches our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Apostolic churches are warring churches. They have the grace and the anointing to pull down strongholds that have been ruling and reigning and been in place over the territories where they operate. There are many strongholds that will be pulled down through the apostolic anointing. But there are also many strongholds that will not be able to be pulled down without the proper functioning of the apostolic anointing. According to Matthew 10:1, two of the outstanding characteristics of apostolic ministry are power and authority. There is an authority resident in the apostolic anointing to confront and pull down strongholds. These strongholds are the mindsets that are in the minds of the people that are contrary to the will of God. the people that are living in those territories. But the rank of the apostle makes him a formidable combatant against the powers of darkness. Even demons recognize and submit to this authority. God trains us through hand-to-hand combat with the enemy. Indeed, one of the ministry functions that we will see released in the days ahead as the church comes into the apostolic dimension is deliverance in greater measure and power than ever before. Deliverance is ground-level warfare. It is hand-to-hand, mano-a-mano combat with the demons of hell. Apostolic churches become God's boot camp to train God's great army on how to invade and drive out the enemy out of their fortified strongholds. Multiply thousands upon thousands of believers will be further strengthened and trained as they begin to cast out demons wherever they are found. And wherever they are found opposing the purposes, the plans, and the people of God, in themselves, in their families, in their friends, in their churches, believers must learn to use their faith and gifts to deal with demons. Jesus said in the Great Commission, which unfortunately in most churches has become the Great Omission, Jesus said in that Great Commission, "Them that believe in my name, they shall cast out demons." And as these believers begin to cast out demons, they will come to experientially know the victory of Christ over the enemy for themselves. When believers deal with demons on a continual basis to the point that it becomes commonplace, they will begin to mature in warfare. You will have a group of proven soldiers who will be able to contend with the powers of darkness on a higher level than they have ever been able to contend with them before. The church can then be successful in strategic level warfare, that is to say, in dealing with territorial spirits that control regions and territories and even segments of society. Breakthroughs in these territories are contingent upon the binding of these powers. Once these powers are bound, there will be a new liberty and openness to the gospel in that region, territory, or societal segment.